I'm just doing a quick test with an external microphone connected by a bespoke cable made by Your Custom Cable for the iPhone 3GS. It also works on Nokia smartphones. And the microphone I'm using is an omnidirectional cardioid microphone from Sennheiser. It's the MD46. And if I just turn it away from me, you can hear that the sound has gone down, the levels are lower. But if I bring it back towards me, you can hear my voice again. I do notice that with this non-powered microphone, it's a dynamic microphone, but the levels are, I would judge, around about 20% lower than what I would normally expect with a recorder. And I think that's to be expected because there is no power. There's no phantom power or inline power used with this particular microphone. Something to keep in mind when you connect this cable to the iPhone, you must first insert the cable with the 3.5 millimeter jack into the headphone socket of the iPhone, and then insert the XLR jack into the microphone. If you have it all assembled, so the cable already connected to the microphone, and then insert into the iPhone, it might not be recognized by the iPhone. So essentially, you need to engage the iPhone into a headset mode and then connect the microphone to the cable. What I have noticed is for a fraction of a second, when I connect the XLR jack into the microphone, in the top right-hand corner of the iPhone screen, you just see for a fraction of a second what looks like a play icon, what you might see on any sort of recording device, that sort of arrow play icon, and that comes up for a fraction of a second and then goes away. And I think, you know, that's almost one way of knowing that you've done it right and it's engaged properly. So, yeah, I'm going to be looking forward to using this type of microphone. I've had some problems yesterday connecting the ME64. That's a shorter directional microphone that has the powered K6 capsule. Finding a little bit of interference with that on the iPhone 3GS. A previous test I have done with the iPhone 3G seemed to work fine. But I'll update with any more news I have about that. And I'll keep testing a range of microphones with AudioBoo, with Quick, and a few other applications just to see how they go.